各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Peace to all brothers and sisters。
很高兴又是第二次跟我们来学习《生命记》的内容。
And I'm very pleased that I can share with you the contents of the book of Deuteronomy the second time。
我们真耶稣教的信徒可以说是领受恩典最多的。
We can say that we, as a member of True Jewish Church, receive the grace of God abundantly。
即使我们外出，都可以找到会堂来做聚会。
Especially while we are visiting abroad, that we still get a chance to visit churches that we can share service with all of us.
尤其从星期五晚上到星期六的安息日崇拜。
Especially that the Sabbath worship that begins from Friday evening until Saturday.
不但可以得到神的祝福。
We are blessed by God.
我们希望从听到当中，大家共同来领受恩典。
That from the mutual Bible studies that we can receive grace from God.
按照父神的交代跟联络。
And through the coordinations between myself and our Elizabeth Church Council members.
在这两周的安息当中，我们来学习《生命记》。
For the this week and last week, we shall study the book of Deuteronomy.
那我们已经介绍过黑板所写的这个是三个单元。
We have introduced what was written on a whiteboard in Chinese.
上个礼拜星期六下午我只讲到三点钟。
Last Saturday I ended my class at 3 p.m.
并不是不想再讲下去。
It's not that because I want to skip the class.
因为根据我个人的经验。
From my past experience.
像这种比较属于概论性的这种学习。
With a theory based learning.
一下听那么多其实很容易再忘记的。
And it's very easy for us as a listener to forget what we have taught.
反而我们在适当时间做一个结束，大家会印象比较深一点。
And then so that at that time that I ended the lesson so that we will have a better memories of what we learned today.
当我们晚上一直到明天下午。
Beginning from now until tomorrow afternoon.
先给我们大家知道我们聚会跟崇拜的时间。
I would like to share with us what our schedule will be.
今天晚上我讲到九点半。
Good night, I will go until 9:30.
可能会稍微长一点点时间。
Probably is extended for a few minutes.
因为我们的开始已经慢了二十分钟了。
Because we have delayed for 20 minutes.
明天早上我们也是一样，从好像是九点半开始。
Tomorrow begins at 9:30 morning.
一直到十二点左右。
And we will end at about 12.
那我希望在中间有十五分钟的休息。
Between 9:30 and 12 o'clock, we will have about 15 minutes break.
尤其到十点的时候，就是进入我们的崇拜时间。
Especially by 10 a.m. is where our worship begins.
我们就把它挪到十点半开始。
Our worship tomorrow morning in Elizabeth will begin at 10:30.
明天下午我们从一点半一直到两点半也是崇拜时间。
Tomorrow afternoon from 1:30 to 2:30 p.m. is also our worship hour.
那我们休息也是二十分钟。
And we will have a 20 minutes break after that.
一直到四点半所以明天的下午就会多一个小时出来。
And the lessons will end at 4:30, and so that we will want to have one extra hour of lessons.
那因为我们这种学习方法中间还加一个崇拜时间。
The mode of our study is that in between we will have a 1 hour of our regular worship session.
崇拜时间当然不会用到白板了。
And our regular worship hours, we will not have a writing, we will not have an explanation using the whiteboard.
就会适度的取两个单元做我们崇拜的这种讲道题目。
And I will use two areas for mutual encouragement during the regular worship.
那我们在过去的星期五跟星期六的学习当中。
For the past week of our Bible study.
我们讲过的但是这三个单元。
And we have studied three of the areas.
那今天晚上也是这个单元。
And tonight we will continue with the third areas.
但是因为我们上次只有介绍它的分段而已。
Our last section we only study on how we analyze. We study how we break into sections.
我们就必须把这五个段落呢，跟诸位再做一个说明。
And I would like to reiterate what we have studied previously.
那我们稍稍的来回忆一下。
Let us recall what we have studied.
大概十分钟时间啊，我们来再回想我们上个礼拜所学习到的。
We will just summarize for 10 minutes what we learned.
然后再适度的把它补充一些资料。
And I will add some additional subject into it.
因为历史呢，用画图的就比较容易了解。
History can be explained better by drawing.
我们知道，摩西出生是1522年。
Moses born about 1522 BC.
我们已经提过，这是一个相对时间。
This is what the time that we think.
不是绝对时间。
It's not an absolute time.
因为到目前为止，到底他当时的法老是哪一个？法老呢还在争论当中。
Because there's an there's argument who which pharaohs was during the birth of Moses.
接下来有三个四十年。
And then we study that we have a 340 years period.
那为什么这些把它时间延长
？And why do we extend or expand the time period？
我们要加一个《生命记》的历史地位。
And then that we would like to study the histories and the geography of And we like to study why is there such a location, a place.
常常我们在学习这种经卷的时候
，When we study this Bible in systematic,
因为跟我们的时间观念没有配合起来。
If we do not have the ideas of how our timeline span through that period,
假设我现在突然间讲一个以斯拉记
，Suddenly if I mention a book of Ezra,
那你要把它时间摆在什么地方？
What time period is extra in the timeline?
这是我们经卷在学习当中一定会注意到的。
And this is one of the areas that we have to consider when we study the history.
所以我们在神学院的教学当中
during the geological lessons,
尤其最近差不多这二十年来
in the last 20 years,
我们对神学生的要求一个很重要的原则
there is one requirement from the students.
今天你引用一节经文。
When we quote a verse,
不管是新约是旧约
irregardless the New or the Old Testament,
第一个要倒退回去
and firstly that you have to think back in time.
他是谁讲的
who said that?
什么地方讲的
at what location was that? Was
什么时间讲的
at what time in line it was said?
那么这个人他的历史背景是在哪个时段？
And this speaker, what period of times did this person live in?
在整个经卷的历史当中，他放在哪个位置
？And in the time of the Bible, in regards to the Bible, at what point is this verse located?
就像我们在用这个computer 也是一样，你一打开电脑的时候，你要引用一个功能的时候，你要知道它在整个电脑里头它占什么位置。
For example, in a computer, when you want to use one of the functions, you have to know what it is related to the overall of the computer system.
所以我们有些神学生读到一年级就被 cancel 掉了。
There are some dropout during the first year of the theological seminaries.
有的到二年级就是被 cancel 了，就没办法读下去。
And some even extended further to the second year, and they were drop out.
我们也知道要很多的传道人，但是。品质不好的话，还是不能用。
We understand that we need a lot of ministers, but if you do not have a good quality of backgrounds, then it doesn't help.
那今天我们讲摩西在1522年到1402年。
Moses, time period we're going to study between 1522 to 1402 BC.
在整个历史上
，in the entire timeline of history，
他是什么时段
？What time period is Moses?
他从前面可以延伸到什么时候？
How far back can we go back?
一般我们就用相对时间来讲。
Let us talk about the relative time period.
因为很抱歉，我们的黑板太短了。
We have a small whiteboard.
很多人回到我们那个神学院去的时候，去参观的时候，到台湾神学院去参观的时候。
Many who have visited the theological seminaries in Taiwan.
我们看一看教室，看一看教室，这样走过去。
When you visit each of the classroom, you just skim through and walk by.
我都觉得非常可惜。
I feel that you just miss a lot.
因为十五年前我们在设计的时候
15 years ago while we were designing the classes, the structure,
红章啊就已经讨论过了，洪德敏章啊。
We have discussed this with one of these the elders, the teachers.
我们的黑板是目前在台湾最长的黑板。
The whiteboard or the blackboard is the longest of all in the whole.
但是也考虑到上这种课程。
We have considered that if we attended this type of lesson,
当然我很想把黑板是整片黑板之外，
还要从上面拉下来，可以拉下三片。
Besides the horizontal piece of whiteboard, blackboard, we have a pulling slides, projected slides.
很可惜，我们那个教室的高度不够，就是量了一下，哎，不够，没办法。
Unfortunately, because the height of the room limitations, we cannot use that feature.
所以我们就设计一个黑板之外，还有两个轨道可以拉开。
So we designed that beside one main piece of whiteboard, we have another two smaller pieces that can stick on another two rails.
所以啊，兄弟个人在台湾跟这些神训班的学生上课的时候，都是黑板最长的，有时候排了三个黑板、四个黑板，排得很长。
Usually when I have conducted lessons, I would use three or four pieces of board to extend it out.
一般啊，用纽约神学中心他们的年代来看，就是以这一个是始祖被赶出乐园的时间，纽约神学中心。
4114 BC is when our ancestors were cast out from the garden. That is by the New York Theological Seminary's author.
所以在人类的历史当中
，So from the history of mankind,
第一个阶段就是到2458年。
And the first history of mankind ever lived is 2458 BC.
这一年非常重要。
2458 BC is very important.
因为它是洪水。降下来那一年，降洪水那一年。
That is when the floods comes on the earth.
因此就把这一段，前面这一段，称作乐园时期。
And so before that time, that era is called it the period of the gardens.
那么一直到亚伯兰被拣选。
Next, the calling of Abraham.
因为它有两个时间，一个是2091，一个是1991。
The calling of Abraham either
be 2091
or 1991. That is a hundred years different.
可以称作后乐园时期 after
the Gardens era.
但是同时也称作一个巴别塔时期
，also known as a Tower Babel era.
这六百年当中。
600 years in between.
你可以从创世纪的第十章一直看到第十二章。
Writes the history that recorded in Genesis chapter 10 through chapter 12.
是一个没有神声音的时代。
A time that God doesn't speak to man.
因为人盖巴别塔。
Because man begins to construct the Tower of Babel.
虽然人开始分散。
Man begins to disperse.
但这种分散是没有意义的。
And the dispersion doesn't mean a lot to God.
本来人类分辨全世界是神的目的。
God's purpose is to disperse man throughout the world.
但是这些分开的人要会敬畏神才有意义。
But all the men that have been dispersed has to worship God, and that is the meaning for dispersion.
如果人类发展这么广阔，但是呢失去信仰，那么这种遍布全地是没有意义的。
If men disperse out throughout all the worlds and yet do not worship God, this dispersion doesn't bring benefit.
因此呢，在圣经里头很清楚告诉我们。
So in the Bible it tells us.
我们可以从创世纪的十二章一节、二节、三节可以看得出来。
If we read Genesis chapter 12 verses 1 through 3.
创世纪，我们请翻开一下啊，诸位自己主动的翻开一下。
Let us turn to the Bible.
13:1-3.
Excuse me, chapter 13, verses 1, 2, and 3.
我们就用一个口诀来念就好了。一个口语来讲，就是三个离开，七个应许。
And then we says that there is one easy saying that three late departure and seven promises.
为什么叫三个离开呢？
And why do we call it the seven departure?
离开本地。
That is to leave the homeland.
本族。
To depart from the known nations and to depart from the whole family.
这是神对人类的救赎的第二个开始。
That is the second time that God gave salvation to human being.
第一个开始就是挪亚时代。
The first, the beginning point is during the time of Noah.
但是还是失败啊，败。
But man failed.
所以从这个时候开始拣选亚伯拉罕。
The second part is when God called Abraham.
交代他一定要离开本地、本族、父家。
That is to leave his country, his family, and his hometown.
这个在神学上就 Oracle， 那上面是要叫做三个离开。
And in theological terms, callings is called three departures.
也是在神学上的惯用与习惯的用语。
This is a common terminology phrase.
所以只要你在看神学教材的时候
，when we read our theological materials,
他提到说，神向亚伯拉罕指示三个离开。
And when God instructed Abraham of three departure,
那我们就可以翻开创世纪的十二章一节、二节、三节。
Then we can turn to Genesis chapter 12, verses 1 through 3.
那么从第二节开始
，from verse 2 of chapter 12,
他就讲了七个应许。
It continued with seven promises.
那七个应许呢？你们自己翻开圣经来看。
If you turn to the Bible, you can know what the seven promises.
他说：“我要让你成为大国。”
I will make you a great nation.
君王从你而出，君王。
And then from your descendants will come the prince. I'll bless you.
祝你的要祝福他。
And I bless you, I bless them.
咒诅你的要咒诅他。
If they curse you, they'll curse them.
万族要因为你得福气。
That all people on earth will be blessed through you.
那么这七个应许非常非常重要。
These seven promises is very important.
是整个旧约神学的基本轨道。
And this is the basic foundation of the Old Testament teaching.
就是说把神的救恩放在这个轨道上面，像火车一样的圈，然后在这个上面啊，一个卡簧上面。
If you put on these seven promises on the track, on the pad of this God,
它不是两条轨道，它是七条轨道。
It's not only two tracks, but the seven track that runs parallel.
从这边开始，这样慢慢推下来。
And if you were to study that forward, from
无论到什么地、什么年代
，either regardless of what time,
只要离开本地、本族、父家的。
If you depart from the families, from nations,
来到应许之地的
，and to enter the promised land,
那么这七个福气就会随着他
，and these seven promises will follow you on the back.
所以，对我们真主教的信徒来讲
，to the member of True Jewish Church,
我们过去可能在神学的这个课本上呢，发展的比较慢一点。
Probably that we were very slow in picking up about this theological educations.
但是在整个神学的探讨当中
，But in the whole scope of the theological studies，
我们真主教的信徒一定要记住创世纪十二章一二三。
It is a requirement for us to remember Genesis chapter 1 verses 1, 2 and 3.
为什么这样讲呢
？Why do I say that？
因为它里头有一个第七个应许是跟我们有关系的。
Because the seventh promise is related to you and I.
他说呢，万族都要因亚伯拉罕得福气。
That all people on earth will be blessed through Abraham.
对犹太人来讲
，To the Jews，
他们把万族当作他们的支派来说。
To the Jews, all nations is restricted to their nations.
后来他们有十二个支派。
Later on, Israel has 12 tribes.
其实讲十二个支派不是很正确。
It's incorrect to say that 12 tribes of the Jews.
其实以色列国呢，它有十三个支派。
In the kingdom of Israel, there's 13 tribes actually.
请问一下，为什么会有十三个支派？
Why is there 13 tribes?
大家都讲十二支派，为什么圣
灯
大讲十三支派？
Everyone says 12 tribes, and why does Elder Chen says 13 tribes in Israel, the Jews?
不要忘记，约瑟有两个支派。
Remember that Joseph has two tribes that belongs to him.
以法莲跟马拿西，对不对
？Ephraim and Manasseh.
但是变十三个支派。
If you add those up, you will become 13.
绝对正确。
And that is correct.
土地是十二个支派。
The land is divided to 12 tribes.
但是还有个利未支派。
There's another tribe called Levites.
拥有全国最好的八十个城市。
They own or they possess the best 80 city of the whole land.
所以一般的以色列人不可以随便搬家。
So the Jews cannot just relocate their home as they will.
今天一个犹大支派的百姓。
A citizen belong to the tribe of Judah.
就像你现在纽约州一样，你突然间跑到麻州去，那你不能在那边买土地呀。
You cannot move from New York to Boston, for instance.
对，因为那个土地没有分给你啊。
Because that piece of land in Boston does not belong to you.
到那边就变成什么寄居的人。
And when you landed in Boston, you become a sojourner.
所以他原来土地就是在犹大支派。
And because originally you are allocated a piece of land in Judah,
唯一能够分布在全国的
Only the one tribe can go all over the place.
只有利未支派。
Which is the tribe of Judah.
所以利未支派看起来是没有土地，但是呢又是土地最多的。
It seems that Judah doesn't have own any land, allocated any land, yet they possess all the lands.
而且是全国当中最好的八十个城。
And they possess the best 80 cities in the whole country.
所以我们就知道呢，这件事情犹太人他们不了解。
And to the Jews, these seven promises is not known, understood by them.
他不晓得万族是指什么万族。
They do not know who these nations are, the all people.
那为什么会跟我们有很大的关系
？And why I say this has great relationship to do with us?
看一下加泰书第三章。
Galatians chapter 3.
加泰书第三章
Galatians chapter 3
我们请看二十七节
Verse 27
从二十六节来二十七节来看
Verse 27
也说你们受洗归入基督的都是披戴是穿了披戴基督了二十八节
28
并不分犹太人希利尼人自主的为奴的或男或女因为你们在基督耶稣里都成为一了二十九节
29.
你们既属乎基督就是亚伯拉罕的后裔是照着应许承受产业的了、这个地方呢和保罗很清楚的讲出这个得救的人是指谁
And here Paul explicitly tells us who are those that can be saved
他说受洗归入基督
Those who are baptized and put on Jesus,
就披戴基督了。
That is to have worn upon Jesus.
所以保罗的十三封书信在圣经里面十三封书信。
Paul's 13 letters in the Bible.
它一个中心主题。
One main theme.
每一件都有中心主题。
Every letters has their own theme.
但是十三卷的总和的一个中心主题。
The condensed summary of all 13 letters.
这一点非常非常重要。
This.Is the point that I want to emphasize.
一般新教他们把这三十三封的书信他们的中心主题放在因信称义
And most of the new world religions emphasize that the theme of the 13 letters is to be justified by faith.
因此他们认为说信耶稣就可以得救
And the concept is that those who believe in Jesus will be saved.
他们是受到路德马丁的影响
Their philosophy has been influenced by Martin Luther.
我们耶稣教不是把这个因信称义当作他的这个保罗书信的中心思想。
And through Jesus does not call the same emphasis as to be justified by faith.
我们的中心思想是在基督里。
And through Jesus emphasize the theme of in Christ.
如果你很用心在读保罗书信的时候
，And if we study in detail the letters of Paul，
就是中文圣经也一样啊。
Either in Chinese，
你几乎在每一页。每一页啊，每一个页啊，都可以看到在基督里这个名词。
And every page that we flip on the English Bible or Chinese Bible, you can see that in Christ, the word in Christ.
把这些前后的文章集合起来，可以写一本非常大的论文。
And if you will collect all the material related to in Christ, you can write a great thesis.
所以我们就知道呢，在公元前一千多年的应许。竟然跟我们今天有绝对关系。
The more than 1,000 years ago, the promises has relationship to do with our faith today.
那么从亚伯兰之后
，After Abraham，
他们有一段的时间呢，就是他们的族长时期，族长。
Okay, and after Abraham, there's a time of the being led by the tribes.
亚伯兰、以撒、雅各、约瑟
，and the patriarch, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob.Joseph，
这是族长时期。
That is time of patriarch。
是整个旧约历史上第三个时期。
And the whole testament that is the section of the history。
我们知道从约瑟以后就下到埃及。
We know that after Joseph, everybody people goes into Egypt。
因此呢，这段时间呢，就是我们所谓的寄居时期。
And that is a period of sojourner or wandering。
前后呢有将近四百年。
The gap is about 400 years.
这些年代，我们这样配合起来，你会觉得说不太一致。
And if you would add up all those time period, it may not sounds logical.
并不是我们的数字不对。
It's not that because we miscalculate.
而是这当中有一些年代好像丢掉了、死掉了、失去了。
It seems that there's a part of history that is disappeared or is missing.
但这不影响我们对圣经的相信跟了解。
But this does not create doubts in our belief in the Bible.
所以摩西他这段时间
So the time between 1522 to 1402 of Moses.
一直到1482年 为止,
and when it ended at 1482.
甚至到1442年为止,
or ended at 1442 BC.
这个整个这一段呢, 都可以被列在, 寄居的时间, 在埃及寄居时间,
we can consider the time of sojourning in the land of Egypt.
它是排在整个旧历史当中第四段。
The section D, the fourth sections of the whole history in the Old Testament.
但是为什么会这写到1442年为止呢?
Why did we end at the time of approximately 1442 BC?
就是旷野40年。
E, part E is the time of 40 years wandering in the desert.
40年在整个旧历史当中是非常短的一个时间点。
The time period of 40 years is a very small part of the whole time of history.
但是为什么会把它当做一个时段放在旧历史的概论当中?
And why do we emphasize these 40 years in the whole concept or structures of the Old Testament?
因为旷野的40年的历史 66卷, 每一卷都讲到,
because all the 66 books in the Bible mentions the 40 years in the his, in that time period. Even Genesis mentions that 40 years.
因为亚伯兰在献祭的时候,
when Abraham offered the sacrifice,
有大鸟飞下来, 大那个坏的鹰飞下来,
there's a big bird, bird of vultures that flew down.
这个记载在创世纪的15章。
This was mentioned in Genesis chapter 15.
这个地方呢，神跟亚伯兰再一次的立约。
Here once again, God make a covenant with Abraham.
所以到15章的时候，那个约哈，那个立约的内容已经非常完整了。
And by the time of Genesis chapter 15, the covenant is almost complete.
从15章的13节、12节以后，就写到他们要在预言以色列百姓要在埃及400年，有没有？
Genesis chapter 15, verses 12 onward is where they mention that the Israel will be in Egypt for 400 years. And this time period, the covenant is called the time of bits and pieces of the flesh. And if we have this this term bit of pieces of flesh, every theologian will understand. Traditionalists in the past are reluctant to use the theological terms.
可是我们发现呢，跟他们没有对谈的平台，不通啊！你不用它，不通啊！
And it seems that often we realize that if we do not use theological terms, that we are very hard to converse with other theologians.
所以我们现在在神学的教学当中，都会把那些外教的用词，让我们的 这个神学生呢，知道说这一段在外教称什么名词。
And so today our theological training is that we will teach the trainees on what terms to use at this time.
所以15章这边呢叫做肉块之约。
That is the piece of flesh.
亚伯兰这边劈那个牛，把那只牛呢劈成两半。
How Abraham's sacrifice by cutting the cow bull into two.
为什么我个人要介绍这一段?
And you may ask, why do I introduce this section?
那个动作，那个刀这样，啪，就是鱼。Why
do I emphasize that you taking a piece of knife and just cut through the animals and that covenant, that action become a covenant?
在希伯来这个啪下去，就这个动作砍下去就是鱼。
And in Hebrews, the action of cutting is it means covenant.
别说我跟你立约了。And
then in Hebrews, when you say I made a covenant with you.
杀了一头牛或一只羊。
We slaughter a bull or a sheep.
他流血了。
You have seen all the blood that shows up.
如果我们两个都守约,
if we keep the covenants, agreements,
就到此为止没事情。
And then that everyone will be fine in agreement.
哪一方违约,
and if anyone transgress the agreement,
我们的结果就是流血。
And what, the consequences is one of us will shed blood.
就是战争。
Then that means war.
所以古代就是用这种杀牛来立约。
So in the Old Testament, they used to slaughter animals as a way of making covenants.
但是不要以为说这是从亚伯兰开始发明的。
We should not have concept that these covenants are making started with Abraham.
这是两河流域流传下来的文化。
And this happens because of the two rivers, the culture of the two rivers that are being passed down.
希伯来人、以色列人受到两个流域的影响很大。
The Hebrews and the Jews were greatly influenced by the culture of the two rivers.
啊，诸位常常到国外去旅游。
And if you visit abroad,
啊，有机会到法国去的时候，福林西斯。
And if you a chance to visit Paris or France,
当然可能会去找什么啊，尼斯啊，漂亮的风景啊，去阿尔卑斯山滑雪啊，都有可能啊。
Or if you go to the mountain at the S Mountain for skiing.
但是千万不要忘记罗浮宫。
And remember the Louvre Museum in France.
你住在罗浮宫里头呢，就是住了三个月都看不完，就住在里面看三个月看不完。
And if you would allowed to live in that museum, you were not able to finish viewing all the pieces in the museum for 3 months.
建议你去看一个单元。
And I introduce you to just only pick on one section.
就是文明的曙光，两个流域。
The culture of two rivers, the lights of the civilizations.
大概七年前，罗浮宫在整修的时候，因为它很久了，很老了，重新整修。
About 7 years ago, when the Louvre Museum was renovated.
就看那些东西怎么办呢？
And they were asking, well, how do they maintain those pieces?
那个地方可以放啊，太多了。
And there's too many pieces to be displayed and to be kept.
也不晓得哪位老兄很聪明啊，就建议他们的当时的里面的那个罗浮宫里的公主啊，好大。
And there's somebody suggested to one of those managers.
他说很简单啊，我们要一年半整修。
It's very simple. You take in 1.5 years to renovate your museum.
你就找三个地方。
You just choose 3 places.
每个地方展览半年。
And you just have them for exhibition for 6 months.
你又不用去租地方。
You don't have to rent a place to keep your pieces.
那边先替你办保险。
The exhibitor will insure your pieces for you.
而且可以文化交流。
And that you can exchange your culture with other nations.
他真的就选三个地方。
Indeed, that Louvre Museum management selected the 3 sites.
不放在欧洲的地区，而是美洲地区。
And they selected nations outside of Europe and North America.
三个都选在亚洲。
And the 3 Asian location was selected.
当中一个放在台湾。
One of the location is in Taiwan.
我去看的时候很震撼，不得了，太厉害了。
I was in awe when I saw that there's too many pieces.
都是跟圣经有关系的东西。
And all those exhibitions are related to the Bible.
两河流域，在历史上已经公元前3000多年的时候，就是乌尔文化，乌尔。
That is the history of the Ur. That is about 3,000 years ago.
他们的那些瓷器、那些铁器、容器都比我们现在还做得还漂亮。
All those are housewares, the ceramics, the metals, and so on is much more creative and better than what we have used today.
所以圣经里面已经记载到，这么一个40年呢，竟然是从创世纪到启示录，卷卷都提到的，每一卷都提到的。
So the section E, the 40 years is mentioned from Genesis all the way ended at Revelations.
所以从40年的历史当中
，So for the 40 years history,
任何找到一点都可以写出一本论文。
And any point that you can write a thesis.
而且可以贯穿从创世纪一直贯穿到启示录。
And you can begin your explanation from Genesis to Revelation.
这些都是我们在神学教育当中一个期待哈，一个很大期待。
And this is what our expectations is when you are
set up a teaching. 希望在往后的30年、50年当中，我们的神学生可以不断的写出这些论文出来。
We wish that for the next 30 to 50 years time period that we can have more articles written.
所以记得
subject
生命记是在这个时间完成的。
So we can know that Deuteronomy was completed about 1402 BC.
因为从整个《生命记》写到32章为止，几乎都是摩西记载。
And until the 32nd chapter of Deuteronomy is all the writings of Moses.
那33、34都是写摩西以后的事情。
Chapter 33 and 34 writes about the event after Moses.
所以这一段呢，可能是后人。也说可能是约书亚把它补述的。
So 33 and 34 may be written by some other author, or some suggested it be written by Joshua.
当然这里头 还有一些是两约之间多出来的东西，在新约跟旧约之间啊写出来把它补进去的。
Or it could be written during the New and Old Testament period, was written after and it being added into it.
我就不再做研究，这样但就不介绍这一部分了。
And so many people skip that and do not research on that chapters.
生命记它完成的时间，最后可以肯定，一定会在1402年摩西去世之前完成的。
So we can definitely confirm that 1402 is the last date of the book of Deuteronomy.
甚至有人说是1406到1402。
And there is a speculation that happens between 1402 to 1406 BC.
这个不重要。
The dates is not important.
它的完整点在这个时间。
We know the ending point is about that period.
所以我们在讲《生命记》的历史背景的时候
，When we talk about the histories and the background of Deuteronomy,
我没有介绍今天晚上讲这些。
I did not introduce what I just described in the past few past hour.
因为一下子跟你补充那么多，你会记不起来。
Because if I would tell you in elaborations, you would not remember.
我们第一天晚上就介绍这三个单元。
Last week we introduced the 40 years.
40年的王宫生活。
The life in the palace for 40 years.
40年的牧人生活。
The 40 years in the life of a shepherd.
40年的领导人路生活，旷野流荡生活。
40 years of a leadership wandering in the wilderness.
从极其荣耀
，from the most glorious period，
物质的享受那么高超。
The most enjoyment of luxurious life。
埃及人享受那简直是今天的军容跟不上的，没有一个跟得上的。
The lifestyle of the Egyptians surpasses what we have on earth today。
有机会的话，参观一下开罗博物馆。
If you have a chance, visit Cairo Museum.
它是全世界的第五大博物馆。
The fifth largest museum in the world.
里面你看的就是说，哇，太享受了。
And if you look at those pieces, then you see how enjoyable your life is.
最没有名的，生命最短的一个法老。
The shortest time span pharaoh or the king.
这是图坦卡门。
Tutankhamen.
他的东西就已经放在那个开罗博物馆里面占了几乎二分之一的量。
All his possessions, all the things that he uses, consists about half of what the exhibitions of the entire museum.
所以就有机会，你到开罗去的时候，不要漏掉这个。
And if you visit Cairo, you have to visit Cairo Museum.
到法国的时候，不要漏掉那个罗浮宫。
If you visit Paris, remember to visit the Louvre Museum.
回台湾的时候，不要忘记故宫。
And if you visit Taiwan and a chance that you have visited Kukong Museum.
Kukong 是排第四的，
全
世界第四的，还比开罗还多，还大。
It's the fourth largest, surpasses Cairo Museum.
那我们就知道它整个年代是这样排的。
And this is the timeline of the history.
极其荣耀，可是怎么样？那种生活只有要需要学问。
And that glorious period is where he Moses received the best educations.
这些学问就是这一天要用的。
And his education is for to prepare him to be used at a later time.
但是这种荣耀并不能造就一个人。
But that glory doesn't help him much.
只要把它放在这边磨练40年。
And it was used to discipline him for 40 years.
所以你看出埃及开始的时候写那种摩西在旷野那种生活，真是绝望了，他已经绝望了。
If you look beginning of Exodus, you will see that Moses basically has lost hope living in the wilderness.
好像肯定自己在那边旷野米甸旷野40年，就结束生命了。
It seems that at the end of 40 years, he would die in the wilderness.
突然间一个荆棘冒火。
Suddenly, a burning bush appears.
神在荆棘火中跟他讲话。
God speak to him from the burning bush.
荆棘代表罪恶。
The prefiguration of the burning bush is a sin.
有些教会说啊，荆棘是烧不毁的魂啊，不毁的荆棘，那是大错的，那解释错误的。
Some explanations that the burning bush cannot be burnt off is not a proper explanation.
人就是因为犯罪，土地才长出荆棘。
After man committed sins, the ground bear thorns.
最后主耶稣呢，就带着荆棘冠冕承担世人的罪恶，被钉在十字架上。
Lastly, Jesus Christ wear the thorn on his head and be crucified on the cross.
所以我们在看外教的书的时候呢，不要陷入他们的陷阱，他们都讲错了。
When we read others, a lot of theological materials, be careful of what we read. This is a supplementary notes about the background and history.
不要忘记啊，不要忘记。
Try to remember as much.
如果忘记的话，请欢迎到台湾来再学习一次。
And if you forget, welcome to Taiwan, and I will give you a repeat lesson.
我每年都开这个课的，在台湾我是每年都开这个课的。
Every year I will conduct the same classes.
神训班开这门课。 一年级的,
The first year, the freshman class will be taking the freshman theology student will take this lesson.
教区的延伸班，我也是开这门课。
And for each locale in Taiwan, I will also conduct this lesson. And then everyone says that you only speak, you only can lecture for us Deuteronomy.
那是每个阶段每个阶段啊开的课了。That
this is just only that every it comes around.
圣经史地的课已经开了将近十年了，十多年了。圣经人文史地。And
the history and the backgrounds on lessons I have conducted more than a decade.
所以你说手上的那一本圣经人文史地啊，你不要丢掉，已经绝版了，现在已经停版了，那本就全卖完了。And
if you have the Chinese editions of the history and the background of the Israel, that book has stopped printing.
要停一段时间才会再版啊。And
they will stop a period before they reprint again.
第二个，我们讲圣经的当代历史，再复习一下。Review
the second sections, the history at the contemporary history.
把前面那一段40年，1442，这一段把它拉出来。
I would like to expand the time period for the last 40 years, 1442 to 1402 BC.
我们再回想一下。 当代历史到底写了多少？
And how much history can is written at that point?
我们已经讲过了，就写前面的一年多。
We mentioned last week that you only write about the one more than a year of history.
从一章开始写到西乃山。
Chapter 1 writes about the Mount Sinai.
那就是一章的一节，他们离开埃及之后。 三个月来到西乃山。
1 month, 1 year, 3 months later on, they come to the wilderness of Sinai.
我们可以翻开那个出埃及记的19章，里面就有记载了。
Exodus chapter 19 is recorded.
三个月之后就停在西乃山，开始来宣告神的诫命。
After the 3rd month, that it begins to proclaim the commandments of God.
一直到民数记的10章第10节。
The history continues to Numbers chapter 10, verse 10.
他们在这边重新出发，开始走。And
then they begin to depart from the wilderness of Sinai.
可是马上就讲到米利暗去世。And
then it continues with the history of the death of Miriam.
在卡迪什巴涅啊，去世。 马上接着亚伦去世。Then
it continues with the death of Aaron.
在何尔山。The
Mount Hor, where he died.
再到申命记的时候。
Then continue on to the time of Deuteronomy.
连摩西都再见了。
Moses died.
三个没有一个进迦南地。
All the 3 leaders died in the wilderness, none entered Canaan.
所以从卡迪什巴尼亚到尼波山也只有一年多，一年左右。
From Kadesh Barnea into Mount Nebo is about more than a year.
所以中间有38年的历史没有写。
In between a 38-year gap, there's no written of any.
那么是不是没有这个资料？
Is it that we lost the history?
请大家要记起来。
This is important for us to.
他在民数记的33章。
Numbers chapter 33.
我们上个礼拜，请诸位回去算一算，他们停几个站。
The lessons for last week is how many places did the Israelites stop in the wilderness?
有没有算呢？ 在几个地方安营
？How many places did they camp?
15个。在几个地方安营
？How many places did they camp?
41个。41个。41
is incorrect.
差一个。42个。42。42个。 会42个站
，And why is it that this camp at 42 sites？
这个跟讲下去时间会不够啊，跟大卫的名称有关系啊。
If I will explain this, it has to do with the title of David.
希伯来里头这叫大卫第一啊，这是第一。 VD 这希伯来文啊，这是。
In Hebrews, that is how David is written up.
他排在数字的第四个。
The first letters is the fourth letters in Hebrew.
再来 ，ver， 它是 V 啊，是排在第六个。
And the second letter in Hebrews, ver, is in the sixth position.
第一是排在第四个。
And then D is the fourth.
犹太人相信数字的。
Hebrews has interest in numerology.
就像华人一样。
Just like the Chinese.
哎呀，陈胜权呐、啊，来算一算你这个数字吉不吉利呀、啊、
？Your names and then they add up all the numbers, your character and then how good your number.
一二三，或者说几下几个，再加上剩一二三几个啊，权有几片，加起来你的数字是多少？
And if for Chinese, if you add up all your names, Chinese name in Chinese characters, how many keystrokes you have, and the numbers, the sum of those numbers is what your name is.
那这些相命家算是哇，这个吉利，这个数字不吉利，要改名字。
And that says that your name is not prosperous. That means you have to rename yourself.
好了，现在把名字改好了。
Okay, now you have renamed yourself.
要把这个名字拿去问另外一个算命家。
And if you pass on this same names to another fortune teller.
算算，哎呀，又是不好的数字啊！
The number of strokes is improper.
再改。
Keep on changing.
又改第三个。
Then you change your name the third time.
只要去问那个相命家，一第一个人讲说都是不吉利的。
And if you, no matter which one you ask, those are not a good number for your name.
一个叫我们改名字的。
And they will suggest that you rename yourself.
不改名字没有钱可以赚。
If you do not rename yourself, you become poor.
所以犹太人是相信的。
For the Jews, they have the same concept.
所以十四是他的吉利的数字，大卫的数字。
14 is the number of David, which is one of the good numbers.
所以我们在看那个马太福音写耶稣的家谱的时候。
So when we look at the genealogy of Jesus in Matthew.
它是从亚伯拉罕到大卫十四代。
It writes from Abraham to David, the 14th generation.Altogether, he writes 3 14s. It is not a sum of 42. There's an overlap in between. And that is 40 generations. Indeed, the king is not just only so few. Northern kingdom has 20 kings.
南方呢就有19个王。
Southern kingdom has 19 kings.
可见大东庄怎么给漏掉，没有记进去。
So the genealogy skip a couple of kings in between.
两域之间，他们就凭这种观念在整理这些家谱。
So during the time between the Old and New Testament period, when they reorganized the genealogy.
所以数字对他们很重要。
So numbers to the Jews is very important.
那为什么会介绍这些呢？
Why do I introduce these numbers?
我们就知道呢，在整个历史资料当中。
So the entire history.
他为什么用取用42个帐？
Why do they Why do they use 42 campsite?
正好乘以三。
If we multiply 3 by 14, we will get 42.
跟这个数字重叠的都是好的数字。
Anything that overlaps the numbers is a good number.
他们说：“为什么不用两个呢
？”Why did not use a multiplier of two？
太少了。
Too few。
为什么不用四个呢
？Why did not use four？
太多了。
Too many。
是不是这样吗
？Is it the reasoning of that？ I do not know。
就这样想就对了。就是用这种数字观念在排这个整个过程。
And this is how they use the numbers to organize this whole concept。
四十年当中，只需要第一年跟最后一年。
So the for 40 years is recorded only the first and the part of first year and the part of the last year.
那去了哪里？就是看民数记的33章。
And the rest of history is in Numbers chapter 33.
我们提到他们这三个人。
And you mentioned the three persons.
Miriam 代表先知。
Represents the prophet.
亚伦代表祭司。
Aaron represents the priest.
摩西他代表律法。
Moses represents the law.
以色列百姓没有在这三个人当中的一个带进去迦南地。
And most the Israelites cannot use any of those trees to bring them into the land of Canaan.
带百姓进去的约书亚。
And Joshua led the Israelites into the land of Canaan.
这个有属灵的意涵。
It has a spiritual significance.
今天 我们要进入神的恩典得救。
Today, for us to receive the salvation of Jesus,
唯独靠这位拯救者耶稣基督。
And we can only rely on this Savior, Jesus Christ.
没有靠耶稣基督。
Without trusting on Jesus Christ,
我们得到多少教训？
No matter how much teachings from the Bible,
我们多么虔诚的敬拜神。
How zealous we worship God.
我们如何来守这些教规？
Or how we observe all the ordinances and laws.
不是靠这三样得救的。
Our salvation is not based upon all those three methods.
耶稣基督。
We trust and rely upon Jesus.
也就在耶稣基督之下，追求这三样。
And under Jesus Christ, we pursue for those three qualities.
所以他们这三个本来就注定不能得救的，不能进天地的，不能进天地的。
It is predestined that they are not to be enter in the land of Canaan.
所以是米利亚，她是先知，女先知。
Miriam represents lady prophets.
先知负责教育。
Prophets were men organized about teaching.
传达信息。
To pass on the message.
但是要靠这种教育跟传达信息，不能得救。
At religious education and passing off the messages will not bring salvation.
亚伦是献祭崇拜。
Aaron is sacrifices and offerings.
就是靠亚伦也不能得救。
By just trusting on Aaron will not give us salvation.
摩西更清楚的颁布律法。
Moses is obvious that he gave laws.
完全守律法的犹太人也是不能得救。
And those law-abiding Jews will not receive salvation.
我们就知道当代历史当中。
And their contemporary history,
他只有写的前后的两年多。
It's only writes about the first part of the first year and the last part of it.
没有一个提到说为什么只写两年多的理由。
There's no specific reasons why it's only this two years plus is written.
唯一可以解释的是哥林多前书第十章所写的。
The only reasons that we can come up with is on Second Corinthians chapter 10.
他们四十年当中是不断的犯同样的错误。
For the 40 years in wilderness, they commit the same transgressions.
这些错误都是常常呢，不要说旧约，新约的我们也是这样。
The same transgressions not only committed by them, is also committed by us today.
保罗把它做的非常的精确的说明。
Paul condensed it and said it very well.
哥林多前书第十章它里面提到。
First Corinthians chapter 10.
这里讲到五个不要。
Five no.
他说呢，这些人呢。就是因为这些错误来失败的。
And this man failed because of these reasons.
五步哈，我们讲。
There are five no's that.
不要贪恋恶事。
Do not enjoy wickedness.
第七节说不要拜偶像。
Do not worship idols.
第八节说不要行奸淫。
Verse 8 says do not commit sexual immorality.
第九节说不要试探主。
9 is that do not tempt the Lord.
第十节说不要发怨言。
Do not grumble.
就做这么一个说明就可以了。
And that is how our explanation is.
接下来呢，就是我们所谓的经卷分析。
And next, our structure analysis.
经卷结构分析呢，它是一门在学科上一门一定要修的课程。
It's a prerequisite of any studies.
但是呢，每一个门派的分析法都不一样。
Everyone will have their own style of structure analysis.
因为英文版的我对英文是完全教不通的
哦。For me, I have deficiency in English.
我是看中文版的。
I rely my research material on Chinese.
中文版有一本叫做《旧约精难》，旧约的精选的刀难。
There is one concordance that I use in the Chinese research.
它的分量跟我们这本圣经差不多。
And the thickness is about the size of my Bible.
这是一本著名的神学家所编的。
And written by one famous theologian. This
is 美国人的样子，詹逊啊。
Okay, it's probably of Americans.
那这本呢，在台湾非常流行。
It's very popular in Taiwan.
他把每一卷都做经卷分析。
And he writes a structure analysis for every books in the Bible.
那么我们以我个人来看的时候
，When I read that text,
我们不用他的分析法。
I do not use his analysis method.
那天我们已经讲过了，我们把它做一个重新分析。
And then I reorganize of what my
在整个《生命记》当中
，the entire book of Deuteronomy.
我们可以看得出来它大概有几个段落。
We can see that it breaks down into several sections.
我们可以把它分成五个段落。
I will divide them into five sections.
从一章一节
Chapter 1 verse 1
到四章四十三节
Chapter 4:43.
我们看得出来它全部在做历史的回顾。
It recollects the history, the event of the history.
也就是说摩西来到摩亚旷野要离开以色列百姓了。
And that Moses came into the wilderness and they were about to depart from the people.
可能是公元前的1402年。
Probably 1402 BC.
他知道说目前站在他面前的除了老妇人之外老的妇人之外几乎都是第二代第三代在旷野出生的。
All those standing before him, beside all the older elderly people, all those people are born in the wilderness.
虽然他们每天看降玛拿这种神迹奇事。
And almost every day they saw the miracles of God that where God gave manna.
可是可能这些第二三代的选民呢，认为呢，全世界人都在吃玛拿。
And probably the second and third generation has a concept that all people eat manna daily.
他们得到特殊恩典，被当作自然恩典。
And this special grace of God becomes a natural occurring event to them.
这也是我们真实教信徒犯这个毛病呐。
This is the same mistake that a member of True Jewish Church.
今天我们可以得到圣灵，我们觉得说，哎，这个好像很自然的，我祷告就可以得到圣灵的嘛。
Today we receive the Holy Spirit, it's so natural that I pray and I receive the Holy Spirit.
但是有些从没有信的，不是我们教的信徒，来到真实教，发现，哎呀，你怎么有圣灵呢？奇妙。
And those friends that do not know about True Jewish Church, when they visited us, and they were amazed why your church has the Holy Spirit.
那种震撼性不一样。
Those awesomeness is different.
因为呢，在主内出生第二代、第三，现在我几乎都在第四代、第五代了。我们就是快要到第六代了。不知道是特殊恩典啊，非常大的恩典。
And those True Jewish Church members that born within the True Jewish Church after several generations doesn't really appreciate this grace of receiving Holy Spirit.
那摩西呢，就把他们这整个律法特别的重新整理之后，来交代这些第二代、第三代、第四代的选民。
So Moses once again reorganized all these histories and write down and share it with the second, third, and the fourth generation.
我们就直接把它分析的。
This is how we analyze.
那么第二段就讲到谨守神命令。
The second section we will analyze it as obeying the commandments of God.
因为在神学上，共同文字出现一再出现的，就一定是那一段的中心思想。
And if the word keep on repeating for that particular section, then it will be the theme of that section.
你从第四章四三节一直看到十一章结束。
If you read from chapter 4 verse 43 to chapter 11 to the end of the last verses,
这里面讲了几十次的，你要遵守神命令，谨守遵行守神的命令，一再的强调，一再强调。
And it will have a theme that on how do you become allegiance to God and how do you observe and obey God's commandment.
他知道，他也感受得到，以色列百姓并不是那么听话的民族。
And Moses already understand or can feel that this group of Israelites doesn't really obey God.
四十年让他可以发现错误，再错误，再错误。
And Moses probably realized that for the 40 years they keep on repeating the same mistake.
所以他就勉励他们，今后你们就是要谨守神的命令。
So Moses once again reminded Israelites that you have to keep on remembering the commandments.
所以你最典型的，你打开第六章来看就知道了。
One of the common theme is if you turn on the Deuteronomy chapter 6.
六章三节，六章四节，九章一节怎么讲？以色列啊，你要听！以色列啊，你要听！Shema Israel 啊 ，Shema Israel 怎么样？你们一定要听，要遵行。
So chapter 6 verse 1, 2, 3, and 4, you can see that the Shema Israel is keep on repeating itself.
那第八章怎么跟他们讲？
Chapter 8, what does it say?
不要忘记耶和华。
Do not forget the Lord.
这位神让你们富裕。
The Lord that make you rich.
给你们土地。
To give you land.
赐你们牛羊。
To give you all the animals.
财产啊，这些经理给你们。
And give you all the possession of the land.
不要因为富裕就忘记耶和华神。
Do not because you become rich that you forget the Lord.
记得这位神给我们的恩典。
remember that the gracious God.
所以他这边呢都是以正面的来勉励他们。
Moses uses the positive way to encourage to remind.
我们已经从上个礼拜的下午啊，那个两点半到三点之间已经接下来了，已经接下来了。
That is what we continue from last week, from 2:30 to 3:30 yet last week.
因为上个礼拜只有做分段工作而已。
Last week we just only studied about how we break down the sections.
我们把它延续下来了。
Now I let continue the lessons.
这等一下我们都会讲，会分析。
We will analyze each of the sections.
这里面它总共几个重点，这里面总共几个重点。
And then we would like to teach you how you extract the main contents out of these sections.
也是我们最需要了解的。
That is the critical point of how we understand.
因为它整个都是圣经的文本啊 ，text 啊。
And all of those are the text, the text of it.
它的文本，整个都是它文本哈。
We are just only analyzing.
我们在座的弟兄姐妹。
Brothers and sisters, while we are sitting here.
如果你在台上讲道的。
While you are giving a sermon.
我们请诸位一定要把文本好好的分析。
And make sure that you analyze or understand what the text is.
不要说我们今天一个小时五十分钟讲到下来了，信徒不晓得我们是用什么经文了。
And make sure that when we for the last 15 minutes you have been talking, and make sure that you know what verses that what Bible text you use.
引用一大堆人的资料，天马行空，拼命的讲一大堆。
You would just quote a lot of examples on outside of what your sermon.
文本的介绍，文本的释义都没有讲。
But you just skip over the text and what the meaning of it, the text is.
所以今天你为了这些引用这些经文之后讲的。跟另外一位引用这些经文之后讲的完全不一样。
You may seem to realize that the same text used by two different persons seems doesn't correlate at all.
我们的神学生被我们骂的最厉害就是这一点。
And this is the greatest weakness of all the of all students.
他们每个星期三都上台讲道的，就在转会啊，别台上转会啊，下面一坐就是十个传道人啊，他们在台上讲道。
For example, the practical thing is that on every Wednesday evening that they will have to preach for the lessons and sitting in the congregations attend senior pastors.
一聚完，马上八楼集合，我们就上去了。
And after the service that everyone will just have a meetings.
来，神学生，请自己批评，今天讲到怎么样。
And give your comments on how the preaching is tonight.
来，两位主任，他们讲怎么样。
Well, next, the instructors, what do you think?
来，上课老师讲道学的开始评语。
And then next, it will be the turn of the instructors that give about theology.
讲了五十分钟，常常经文，讲什么东西都不晓得。
And for the last 15 minutes, you've been rambling about our place.
因为没有把本文弄熟。
Because you do not understand what the text is.
所以，请诸位把它真的好好看一下本文。
So, understand when we read the text.
我们在这一段里头一定都会分析给大家看的。
Because that is a sections that we will share with all.
明天早上这部分一定会，明天早上第一堂课就是放的最重的这一段。
Tomorrow morning we will continue with this analysis.
那么从十二章开始到二十六章。
From chapter 12 to chapter 26.
就是整个生命记的内容。摩西要讲的话。
That is the words or the main contents of Moses.
你看，要讲这一段，又讲这个，又讲哇，真的是老人家够唠叨了，哇呱呱讲老半天，重点就不讲了。
It seems that he prefaced his text with something else in regards to his relevancy of this book.
一直念到这段说，那现在我要讲的都是我要讲的啦，这我以下是我要讲的话啦。
And from now on. Chapter 12 to 26 is what Moses wanted to say to us.
那这一段我们也是明天才讲到的。
And we will continue tomorrow.
接下来这边呢又来了。
Next section.
这是符咒的选择。
That is the selected choices, the curses and the blessings.
你遵守了神的律法，就得到福气。
If you kept the commandments of God, you'll be blessed.
你不遵守，神的灾祸就临到你。
If you disobey, curses will come to you.
所以在二十八章那边怎么讲
？Chapter 28, what does it say?
你守了神的命令。
If you obey God's commandment,
神祝福你，在城中祝福你。
God will bless you in the city.
在家中祝福你。
God will bless you in your family.
你所生的
，all the children that you have.
牛羊所产的
all the baby animals that you get.
柔面舞的那个盆子。
And everything that you use for your food.
神都不断祝福。
God will continuously blessing you.
神那边就讲了八个福气。
Chapter 28 mentions 8 blessings.
可是后面怎么讲？
But what does it continue with?
如果不听神的话，
if you disobey God,
违背神的律法，
if you disobey commandments,
那个皮肤病，
The skin disease,
战争，
war,
天灾，
calamity,
人祸，
a war,
刀剑，
battle,
一讲讲有58的灾祸，
and it has 58 curses.
讲福气就讲八个。
And you only mention 8 blessings.
再往下讲五十几个。
And it mentions 58 curses.
真的是哇，这个神哦，太会咒诅人了吧？
It seems that this God is God of curses.
其实不是这样。
It is not
this. 这些规则守了。
If you obey these laws,
可以免除这些病痛灾祸。
You can avoid all these pains.
那个环境生病了，很快就生病。你进入到中国去，你知道。
If you go to Middle East, you see that how easy you should get sick.
第一个，水不够。
Firstly, you lack water.
第二个，物质不丰富。
Secondly, the environment, you lack living environment.
这个地方白天四十几度。
It's 100 degrees daytime.
晚上我曾经碰到六度的。
And at night you will be in the low 30s.
带去的那个赞美诗哈，白天呢，像那个小卷叶都先卷起来。
The hymn book when I brought to the Middle East that it was curl up because too dry.
晚上穿那个大夹克，上面哇就发抖啊，跑出去照相，哇就发抖啊。
At night I will be shivering because I want to take pictures in the night and I will be wearing a heavy jacket.
就拍了一张相片回来。
When I look at the picture, I thought.
哎，我们的学弟跟说。哇，你是阿拉法特啊
！And it seems that you're Arafat.
穿的衣服像阿拉法特一样，那个游击队一样啊。
I put on so many jackets on me that it looked like
I'm 非常
Arafat.
非常冷啊，很冷。
It is very cold at night.
那这种环境很容易生病啊。
And with that environment, it's easy to get sick.
物质不够，就是抢，就是杀。
Materialistically, it's very poor. They will just drop and steal.
没办法耕种啊。
They cannot plant.
所以在一旦不守神的律法，
if they do not keep God's commandment,
病痛一定会临身的。
Sickness will come to them.
再来，所有的问题都出现的。
Then it will follow with all type of issues and problems.
由你自己选择啊，你要祝福还是咒诅
？You make your choice. You either you want blessings or you want curses.
讲完了之后
，and when it ended with that,
然后后面33章
，chapter 33, chapter 34,
他才补述摩西的历史。
The author supplements the history of Moses.
包括他请把约书亚带出来承接他的工作。
He writes the history of how he called up Joshua to succeed Moses.
两个人上到山上去。
Two went up to the mountain.
在三百多万的百姓面前，两个上去。
Two people went out of 3+ million people.
最后一个下来。
At the end, one descended.
我们已经讲过了。
We have mentioned
在赫尔山的地方，希尔山的地方。
In the Mount Hor, in the desert of Sinai.
三个上去，两个下来。
Three ascended, two descended.
摩西带着亚伦，带着他的儿子以利亚撒。
Moses along with Aaron and Eleazar, the son of Moses.
三百万人口。
In front of 3 million plus people.
走到山上去。
They ascended the mountain.
摩西交代亚伦说：“把你的衣服，大祭司的衣服扒下来。”
Moses commanded Aaron to take off Aaron's high priest robe and hand it down to his son. We read it so easily, just pass on the robe to the next person. You have to think. They are all one family. The other brother is almost dying. You will not be the high priest forever.The lifespan of man is limited.
即使大祭司再尊贵，生命就是要结束。
High priest, no matter how honorable you are, you will die eventually.
亚伦已经老态龙钟。
Aaron is probably very old.
就把衣服脱下来，交给儿子。
He discarded his robe and handed to his son.
这也是让我们很难去体会他们圣经文字后面那种情感。
It's very difficult for us to understand the emotion, feelings of what the text is. Anyone study Western literature?
在西方文学的学者来讲，比我讲得更好。
If you invited a Western literature instructor, you will speak much better.
摩西是掉着眼泪啊，把这个衣服解下来，交给他的侄子。
And Moses with tears that he collected the robe from Aaron and handed it to his grandson.
可是不用哭吗？
He did not cry.
再来轮到他。
Because Moses is coming to die soon.
摩山一样，两个上去，一个下来。
In Mount Nebo, two ascended, one descended.
话都交代完了，生命记讲完了。
Everything has been ordered and the end of the book of Deuteronomy.
摩西要在那地方去世。
Moses would die at that mountain.
亚伦单独走下来。
Aaron's walked down by
himself. 所以《申命记》33章记载怎么样？在那边，百姓在那边痛哭30天。
And that most Deuteronomy 33 is where the Israelites wept 30 days for their leaders.
你就是再伟大的人物，
No matter how honorable you are,
生命有限，还是要结束的。
Our lifespan is limited and it will die.
所以我们今天在教会里面，
So we're in the church today.
现在我们有时候要看得开啊。
We have to have a fair understanding.
真的没有什么好争的。
There's nothing that we can argue about.
我们在我们那边，尤其总会里面办事员啊，很好几个很喜欢看棒球啊，打棒球啊。
Especially in the there are some assistants in the General Assembly, there are a lot fans of the baseball.
我前年到波士顿去的时候啊。
2 days ago, while I was in Boston,
我特别穿了一双的红袜子去呀。
I wore a pair of red socks.
哎，我们导游就不讲了，就不讲波士顿的红袜队呀。
They doesn't want to mention about the red socks.
波士顿是红袜队最出名的。
Boston's their team is red socks.
我那双还是试运会的袜子，那个一个信徒在工厂里面拿出来给我的。
And the socks of where I wore for red socks is the one that is the junior copy.
所以我在开玩笑，我跟我的孙女说，那个哪一天到纽约去的时候。 去看那个纽约那个洋基队的棒球队拍一张相片回去啊！啊，says the kid, I joke with my niece, says
if I go to the Yankees, I will have a picture of those.
这张照片回去一定轰动总会的。And
if I go these pictures, it will just have a great joke around.
但这是开玩笑的啊。Just
a way of joking.
你要知道，他们我们那边轰棒球轰得多厉害呀！Just
to share with you the experience of how crazy we are with baseball.
在看那个电视的时候啊。We
are watching the telecast.
数字出来，今天。 参观的看打棒球的六万多人，观众六万多人。
Today we have 600 spectators.
六万个人在看下面18个人比赛。
600 watching 18 people hitting running around on the ground.
我跟我们的信徒讲。
And that I says to my to the church congregation.
我们全世界信徒啊，大陆不要算，全世界信徒，那个场所都坐不满。
Excluding mainland China, all the members of the True Jewish Church cannot fill up the stadium capacity.
那我们还要争什么？
And what are we to argue then?
什么职位都不重要。
Any positions that we have is irrelevant.
你顶多当一个投手嘛。
Probably you are just the what do you call that?
投手啊。
Pitcher.
你顶多当一个这个裁判嘛。
Or you become one of the referees.
有什么好了不起？没有，没有什么好了不起。
So that is what you are.
其实我们都是非常微小的。
Indeed, we are just very small.
这个球结束了，全部解散了。And
when the game ended, everything ended.
这个球场空空的，没有人了。And
then there will be an empty stadium sitting there.
时间过去，什么都是零。And
when time passed by, everything is reset to zero.
但是我们重要是那个过程。
Is the process or the timeline that we pass through is important for
us.
Aaron is the one that the first high priest called by God.
时间一到，结束。
When times comes, it ended.
摩西是颁布律法最伟大的神人。
Moses is the greatest person that hands out the law.
时间一到，躺下去。
When his time comes to an end, he just lies.
如果他们不是成为神的用人，
unless they are the servants of God,
不在神面前被看为义，
and if they are not righteous in the eyes of God,
那么他的地位、名声什么都没有价值。
All his status and all his doing, it doesn't worth much.
今天我们重视的是个过程。
Today we emphasize upon the process of going in.
当我们100年走过去之后。
After 100 years of our life,
请我们自己，我们自己问自己，我们为真耶稣教会留下什么？
We ask ourselves, true Jewish church, what do we leave behind for us?
不是留下我们的名啊，名没有重要。
It doesn't leave behind who you are.
权势什么都过去的。
The money, your reputations, fame, all will pass by.
但是我们重要是为真耶稣教会留下什么东西。
It's key is what do you leave behind for true Jesus church?
好，把这五段来看的时候。
When we see these five sections,
这一段是整个生命记的重点。
The third section is the theme of the book of Deuteronomy.
这一个部分我们明天也会介绍。
And we will share with this tomorrow.
所以历史对历史。
So if we line it up, the first section and the last section is about history.
守命令对守命令。
And the second and the fourth is to obey the commandments.
这是整个结构分析当中最漂亮的一卷。
And this is the best structure analysis that I can present for you.
它的整个结构是非常平衡的。
It is a stable and balanced structure.
就是以这个做中心的。
And the third section is the main theme of it.
摩西就把这个一个一个来说明。
And Moses begins to elaborate each of those teaching.
这两个是他引言。
The preface.
这两个是他的结论。
And lastly, the suffix or the conclusion.
来衬托出生活指南的重要性在哪里。
And it will just show up the main theme of what life is.
所以呢，我们把整个结构分析做一个切割的时候。
When we cut up the structure.
你就知道说，一章一节到四章至三节。
Chapter 1 to chapter 43, chapter 4 is first section.
4章44节到11章第二段.
The second section from chapter 4 to chapter 11.
12章到26章它是很重点。
Chapter 12 to chapter 26 is the main theme.
那从27章到32章它的replay。
And chapter 27 to chapter 32 is a reflection of being.
33, 34, 34, 34, 34, 34, 34, 34, 34, 34, 34, 34, 34, 34, 34, 34, 34, 34, 34, 34, 34, 34, 34, 34, 34, 34, 34, 34, 34, 34, 34, 34, 34, 34, 34, 34, 34, 34, 34, 34, 34, 34, 34, 34, 34, 34, 34, 34, 34, 34, 34, 34, 34, 34, 34, 34, 34, 34, 34, 34, 34, 34, 34, 34, 34, 34, 34, 34, 34, 34, 34, 34, 34, 34, 34, 34, 34, 34, 34, 34, 34, 34, 34, 34, 34, 34, 34, 34, 34, 34, 34, 34, 34, 34, 34, 34, 34, 34, 34, 34, 34, 34, 34, 34, 34, 34, 34, 34, 34, 34, 34, 34, 34, 34, 34, 34, 34, 34, 34, 34, 34, 34, 34, 34, 34, 34, 34
the first section.
摩西当初在写的时候
When Moses is writing that,
他是不是有这种构想？你不知道。
I do not know whether he has this structure in mind.
有没有这种想法呢？
Whether he has this idea,
就请我们大家到天国去的时候问他。
Or when you are in heaven, ask him this question.
哎呦，那个陈圣贤把你的生命经啊分析成这样，不晓得对不对啊
？Elder Chen break down the section into this. Is this correct way of what you have in mind?
啊，你当时在写的时候有没有这种观念呢、啊、
？So the next question is that you can ask is when you write this, do you have this in mind?
这个答案呢，都请摩西给你回答。
The answer is that.Get the answer from Moses.
但是我们是以后站在历史的后面，这是我们的幸福哦。我们在历史最后面去看，前面是最清楚的嘛，对不对
？And this is our fortune today that we are able to see what happens in the history.
我们就是哎呦，这真是太漂亮了。
And this is how beautiful the writing is.
这是我研究的经卷里头，我本身研究几卷经卷里头是结构最漂亮的一卷了、啊，简单又清楚。
Among all the different books that I studied, this is the most beautiful structure that I ever extracted out from this.
有的是中断的话，有的是中断中间切断。
Some people will analyze it by breaking into the indirectly cutting into half.
你像以斯拉记，它就从六章做中间，前面六章，后面分段和其他。
And for example, Ezra, you will cut down directly on the six chapters, anything before and anything after.
那《约书亚》也是专门科哈，它是一样，六章前三章讲教义，后三章讲生活教育。
Ephesians is another book that I study. First three chapters and the last three chapters.
它是中断法把它分开的。
That is how it breaks down by sections.
这种经卷的分析，对我们在记忆上有非常非常的帮助。
And the breakage of sections is has a very good help to us to make us remember what we study.
我们星期六就讲这一二三四就讲完就结束了。
And tomorrow we will study from A B C.
对，那今天晚上呢，我就稍更详细一点，把它补充上来。
Tonight I elaborate what we studied last Saturday.
那明天早上我们这个图不用擦，明天早上我们根据这些把它列出它的项目，叭叭叭叭一个列出来。
Tomorrow morning, the first lessons, I'm going to explain what each of the sections contain.
当然，我们不可能说我一列完之后你就全部背起来，除非你是很天才的，当然也可能不可能背起来的。
If you are a genius, you will remember what I will explain to you. I will list out tomorrow for you.
但是你至少知道说这一段讲了几件事情，第二段讲了几件事情，第三段讲什么东西，每一段都会跟你做简单介绍。
I will introduce for you what each section will contains and the highlight of it.
那第二个时间，我们在讲整个生命记的宗旨它的中心主旨。
And the next hour of tomorrow, that I will share with you the main theme and structure contents of Deuteronomy.
三个很重要的宗旨。
And there are three main themes found in the book of Deuteronomy.
下午呢，我们第一堂课呢，我们介绍它的跟现代最流行的一些观念，圣经都有，什么环保啦，什么移民法啦，里面通通有。你介绍这一部分。
Tomorrow afternoon, the first sections we will tell about the book of Deuteronomy and the life today.
最后呢，下午我们再补充一些生命记，最后整个在神学上一些常常会碰到一些观念。
And lastly, we will end with lessons with some of the questions that we will encounter in the book of Deuteronomy with theologians.
所以这么到9:45呢，因为你们跟我抢了20分钟，我跟你们要回了15分钟。
So now and at 9:45, that I just took 15 minutes away from you because we started 20 minutes.
我们现在一起来祷告。
Now we shall kneel down to pray.
求神祝我们大家。
May the Lord bless each of us.
谢谢。